Got a profound quote. Had a profound quote for the team. Even in preseason, winning is better than losing. And it's a lot more fun. Just great football game. You know, Ravens and Redskins, and hats off to the Redskins. They played really well. Fast start especially. And the thing I thought was the best part for us was to be put in that situation, put in the hole 14-0 right out of the gate, and have to kind of knock that off and come back and play football. And we did get back to 14-14. I was disappointed with the two-minute drive, you know, when they had a chance to go 21-14, really well executed by them. So that's kind of where we're at in the second half. Speaks for itself. Just a very exciting game. The young guys in there getting after it, and it was a fun game to watch.
John, nice to see Joe in the offense bounce back after a rough start.
Yeah.
Early in this one, and then maybe not putting it together the first couple games that they clicked later on.
Well, you know, I mean, here's the thing that really kind of gets on my nerves is like, now I got to answer your question about under the assumption that we didn't put it together the first two games. I thought we played well the first two games. You're talking about two series here or whatever. So, you know, I think they bounced back in this game, Dan. All right. And they played well in the second quarter. And I think that was good to see because in this league, that's what you've got to be able to do. The other part of the question, I wouldn't even know how to address that.
The last touchdown of the half for the Redskins, they went to a trips package. Was it just Jimmy a little late coming over and reacting to that, or was it just kind of a little miscommunication with the secondary on that one?
It was just bad defense. You know, we got to play it better. We have situations where calls are made and stuff like that. We just played it bad.
John, you have Evans and Dixon contributing heavily, guys that have stepped in for, you know, two guys that we've talked about.
Right.
That has to feel good to see them, you know, step right in for Heap and Mason.
It is good to see that. You know, that play that Evans made. I mean, wow. And to be able to go get that ball the way he did, it was a point in time there I just didn't think he was going to be able to catch up with the throw. And I guess Joe knew he'd be able to catch up with it because he put it right where it had to be. And then, of course, Dixon made some huge plays. You know, I'm just thinking, Tandon Doss made some big plays for us. You know, a lot of guys came up with some plays. How about Brandon Jones? I mean, you talk about an athletic player. Here's a guy that's been in the league. Okay, he's played football for Tennessee and made some plays against us it was a divisional game, I think, a couple years ago, right? And for him to have the wherewithal to get the foot down and get the ball in the pylon, it's just a big-time football play.
Your thoughts on a couple young guys? They're trying to make the scene, Laquan Williams and Tyrod Taylor.
Yeah. Well, Tyrod, I'd say, has made the team. You know, it's a newsflash.
Young guys.
Yeah, right. Tyrod, he played well. And there's some things for him to learn from. You know, we got the ball third and two down there. You don't take a sack. You know, and that's something I think he'll learn from. Yet and still, some of the throws he made in the teeth of pressure were just exceptional throws. And then using his feet to get out of trouble a couple times, just really great plays. And you mentioned Laquan. Obviously, the punt return was big. Just flip field position, had some big blocks on that. And then how about TJ, Thomas Jackson, the interception, you know. And he was mad at himself for not staying up the left sideline. The quarterback wasn't going to get him, right? But he cut it back. But what a great play to get us a chance back in field position there.
John, Kyle Balls today. Do you feel like the year with Joe, that their relationship is maturing?
Yeah, you know, it's how do you describe it? It's two guys getting to know each other, and Joe learning where the ball needs to be on Anquan, and Anquan learning, understanding when he's got to get out of breaks for Joe. You know, so you talk about timing and chemistry and maturing together, those kind of things. I don't even know what the word is, but I think they're getting to know each other in the passing game. And that bodes well for us.
Conversely, the Evans thing looks to be pretty easy, right?
Yeah, I guess when you're that fast, you know, you just throw the ball out there and go chase it, you know? So maybe that's an easier transition. Good point, Nestor. You kind of blew my point right up there.
John, you get Brian McKinney in the fold and get a chance to do some things with him before the game, just a little bit. Just your thoughts on having him on the team.
Yeah, he's been working out, and he's been eating right, and he's been working on football. And he just had a great meeting with him. Very impressed with him. Very mature guy. Very excited to be here. Very intelligent guy. Picks up football like that. And looking forward to getting him in the fold.
Coach, you didn't mention Anthony Allen. I mean, I know he dropped the pass in the end
right.
zone, but he's been looking real impressive, you know, running the football.
Well, the funny thing is he's got great hands. I mean, he's one of the best hands guys on our team, especially in the backfield. So he'll make a lot more of those in his career than he'll drop. But he did. He had some huge runs, north-south running. Had a good game. Pass protection, he did a good job too, Stan.
John, are you aware of Tandon Doss before the game? He mentioned that he broke up an altercation in the Inner Harbor.
He mentioned it?
Yes.
Who did he mention it to?
He tweeted it out.
Oh, I'm not on Twitter.
You weren't aware of that?
No. I'll be looking into that now, Jameson. Thank you. You broke up a fight?
That resulted in a stabbing.
Okay.
John.
It seemed like the offensive line blocked really well for one play, and then the next play they'd kind of have some issues picking up the blitz. What was your take on the way that they're sort of still trying to figure some stuff out?
Well, you know, I think you're going to find probably the offensive lines that are veteran, everybody's back together, are going to gel much more quicker than the ones like us who are kind of piecing it together right now. You know, whether did we get beat one-on-one? Did we miss a sight adjust? Did we not pick up a twist, you know? I don't know right now. We're just going to have to figure that out as we go. But we're going to be putting this offensive line together here for the next couple of weeks before we play. And realistically, we're going to be improving, you know, throughout the early part of the season. So that's just where we're going to be.